From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. It was a narrow margin, but the House of Representatives passed a bill to overturn Obamacare. After last-minute debate Thursday, House Republicans were able to muster enough votes to pass the legislation, 217 to 213. Numerous organizations representing patients, doctors, and hospitals had lobbied against the bill. The debate centered on an amendment that would give states the ability to apply for exemptions from essential benefits in the current law. That includes emergency and maternity care, and to be exempt from uniform insurance rate requirements for people of the same age, regardless of their health. Republican leaders traveled down Pennsylvania Avenue to celebrate their victory with President Trump after the House vote. On the South Lawn of the White House, the president said the American Health Care Act will be a better deal for patients.
Premiums will be coming down. Yes, deductibles will be coming down. But very importantly, it's a great plan. And ultimately, that's what it's all about.
House Speaker Paul Ryan said that the new bill gives more power to patients and to the free market.
It makes health care more affordable. It takes care of our most vulnerable. And it shifts power from Washington back to the states, and most importantly, back to you, the patient.
House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi said on Capitol Hill that Republicans will have to bear the consequences of this legislation.
I think they walked the plank. They were, duped into walking the plank for a bill that will not become law.
The bill still has to pass the U.S. Senate. The head of the American Medical Association said the bill would result in millions of Americans losing their health care coverage. This is VOA News.